Today I want to talk about money and our thoughts and feelings on it. Because it's our thoughts and feelings of money that either cause it to flow into our lives easily and abundantly, or restrict the flow. It's one of the two. There's no real in-between, you know, other than the variable of the flow. But basically, we either resist it or we allow it. And it's real easy to tell. Real easy to tell whether we're allowing it or resisting it. By the way it flows in. Does it flow in easily and abundantly at the level you require to fully experience your life? Yes or no? There is no maybe, it's a yes or a no. Whatever it may be, just admit it to yourself. Just admit now what it is, yes or no. As you answered it, you probably heard yourself saying something on the inside. Well, no, but that would require a lot of money and this and that, and more or less excuses we make. And these excuses come from deep inbred feelings of money. We've even come to the point where we think money corrupts, money is evil, money has power, money has no power. The only power money has is what you can buy with it. Now, if we eliminated all money and changed it to chicken fingers, well, what? Then we would give that power to chicken fingers? Chicken fingers would become evil and chicken fingers could control? No, they can't. Yes, when you have money, you have ability. That's true. But they do not corrupt. Money does not corrupt, and neither does chicken fingers, any more than money does. If the person can be bought for some reason, in other words, you do this, I'll give you this, whether it's money or chicken fingers will make no difference, as long as in the end they can get what they want. Then most likely they will agree to it. Now, some people will say, well, I wouldn't do everything for money, and that's good for you, because you have to decide for yourself where that line is. Now, that means nothing to money. Money is literally a piece of paper we stamp some color on and some numbers. We use it as trade. Whether it's chicken fingers or cows, it doesn't matter. If you're, let's say, doing something with money that some would call evil or bad, whether you give $50,000 or 100 head of cattle, it's the same thing. It makes no difference. See, so there's an illusion about money that we've picked up. And here's two things for you. One, of the people that write me, 90% have issues with money. Whether they admit it or not, it comes out so strongly in their email, you can see it right there. Even if they don't directly mention it, although a lot of them do. So money is a big issue. And why is this money a big issue? Because they have ideas of things they want to do. And they're not necessarily things of playtime, although, who cares? It doesn't matter. The universe doesn't care what you want to do with your money. If you want to spend it sitting under the sun, good for you. Enjoy that. That's an experience. That's a life experience you can bring back with you. And the universe will give you all the money that's required to do that if you allow yourself to receive it. Two, we have negative feelings about money. We've picked these things up, and most of the people that write me even express it in their email in some manner and don't even realize it. And I'll give you an example. And after of one particular email, just one in hundreds, and I'm going to give you a beautiful example of how I've done the same thing, and today, at this very point, still do it. I have to admit that, because in the last few days, I've come to realize that I still resist the money flow. So we're going to try to dig it out. That's what we're going to do. And while I'm digging it out, talking about it, hopefully digging it out, at the same time I'm hoping that you can dig it out also. Well, get that plug loosened up and pulled out of there, and let this abundance flow so we can really move into cherishing life and expressing ourselves fully. The painter requires the money for the paint and the canvas. The builder requires it to build, to do the beautiful structures that they want to build. It's just a form of energy. But it's a form of energy that the universe has an endless abundance of and can produce an endless abundance of, but we've totally restricted it. And in so, we restrict ourselves, our entire lives. We restrict with that. So more and more, that's really what I want to get into, because in all honesty, that's where I started. Now, let's get back to two examples. Example one. Someone wrote me recently, and they're working on the lottery, because they've read my first book. And right away they start off with, oh, when I win, I plan on giving 10 to 15% to charities, and they even name some of the charities for children and so forth. Hey, if you want to do that, that's wonderful, that's fine. But you don't need to do that in order to win. You don't need to do that in order to justify receiving money. The universe will just give it to you. Matter of fact, if the charities learn to open up and allow themselves to receive, the universe will triple and 10 times and 1,000 times give them what they want. All they have to do is ask, which they probably are already doing, but the next step's allowing it in, allowing that flow in. So, you can tell from the email that they're having an issue with money. They think that they need to justify it. Perhaps even work for it. Otherwise, if you don't work for it, you've heard the saying, you don't appreciate it. That's entirely untrue. Just because someone receives some money and spends it in a good time and at the end doesn't have any of it left, is no justification of anything. That was their experience. Whether they do that with money that comes in monthly or one lump sum, it makes absolutely no difference. In the first place, they've done something more right than we have. They've allowed it in. We say, oh, you should have hung on to it. Well, fine. That's our opinion. Your opinion, my opinion, maybe someone else's. Actually, it's not my opinion. They should do whatever they want to do with it. Maybe they wanted that lump sum of money just to go crazy and just to go spend it. I've done that. And you know what? It was really good. I've actually done that this summer. I had money saved up, put away, that could be used for retirement, could be used for a lot of good things, could be kept as an emergency money, but instead I took the whole summer off. But I also did some other things this summer. I wrote a new book and worked on allowing more money to come in. Needless to say, it was the best spent money I've ever spent. So, justifying money and how it comes in and why we should allow it to come in really represents that we have a bit of a problem. And you can say no to that and just simply look at your inflow. Do you have a good inflow of what you want, of all that is required to truly live your life to the absolute fullest? Yes or no? If it's no, then you know you're not fully allowing it in. Now, we all have variables. Some people, perhaps living in a Mexican village, only let in $50 a year. And you might say, well, they don't have the opportunity for more. Well, the universe has the opportunity to give them more. Once they understand that they can have it and learn how to open the flow. another person might be living in the United States, Canada, might have a larger flow of money. One person makes $60,000 a year, another person makes $300,000 a year, another person makes $300,000 a month. It's all levels. And it's all levels based on us. The universe doesn't care. The universe doesn't care if Bill Gates has so many billions of dollars. It doesn't remove any money from us. Sometimes we've come to believe that, though, but that's untrue. We need to believe in an all-powerful universe, not in an all-powerful money. So, here's the example of two. The first one, perhaps, wasn't the greatest example, but I get many, many emails like that, similar to that, where they feel they need to do something. They need to work spiritually on themselves in order to deserve the money. They need to send out lots of love into the world to deserve the money. They need to do something. They don't just deserve it because they are. Well, you are, and so you deserve. I mean, that's really the truth of it. But the question is, do I myself totally believe it? So let's go look at an example. Let's look at the example of my first book. Here I am, I get the idea that I could mentally travel into the future, look at how the sports lottery, in other words, the sports game, several sports games, are going to come out. Who's going to win? It's a simple one. One or the other. And it seems pretty simple. So I go and do it. I work at it, work hard at it, put a lot of effort into it. I really did. I was proud of myself. That's probably something that I really put my heart in. I've worked harder at other things, but this I put my true heart in. I mean, it was really me. So I did it. I succeeded. The money started flowing in. It got pretty good there for a while. Then, it didn't get so good anymore. It became harder. And what was really happening was I was resisting the money. I had money issues in my head. Thoughts, ideas, beliefs about money that actually held it back. So, as it started to flow in, this inner belief and inner thoughts began to engage and close it off. So I had to work harder to make it work. And then the money would flow, and then my resistance would come up. And this is a silent thing. It's like a silent running. It runs inside you because it's been there for so many years. And this issue has been there before the lottery, because if things got better with money, somehow I managed to sabotage it all the time. And then things would all go bad. So when I was doing the lottery, the same thing happened. So then I began to put more effort into it and work even harder. And I was working at it 12 hours a day towards the end. And my resistance was working at it 12 hours a day. It was matching my effort. Effort for effort. Because that's what it's designed to do. Looking back now, I did not realize that's what the problem was. Because I looked at money and I went, no, I don't have a problem with money. I love money. But I really did. There's issues from my childhood of when, you know, I had a little bit of money and I was spending it, I would get yelled at and, why do you waste your money on chocolate bars and stuff? And this somehow got locked in me that I'm a money waster and I'm not good at saving money, making money, and so forth. This belief was deep inside of me. So deep that it's like a program that's running that you don't see. You have a computer in front of you. In the back, there's a program running, like a little virus, that does things that you don't even know. Like you're working on your word program and it removes words, takes out whole sentences, and you don't know what's going on. In other words, it's sabotaging your work. That's what these beliefs do. They're in there. And they're there for a purpose, because they create life experiences automatically if they're set in place to what we want. Now, if we want an experience of having a hard time with money, we set it up that way. And they work automatically to make sure we have that. For those people who have money come to them very easily, and it's a very easy flow, they have the same program running in their mind. The only thing, it's the opposite. It's the program of allowing, not the program of resisting. So all of us who tend to resist money have this program running, and to certain degrees, because the program, in a sense, can be set at a number. Oh, you can't go past this. 30,000 a year, 40,000 a year, 50,000 a year, 100,000 a year, 1,000,000 a year. Believe it or not, people who are wealthy can also have this issue at a certain point. They may have an income of $1,000,000, but they have a different lifestyle, so that $1,000,000 in some aspects can represent as much as someone who only makes 50,000 in comparison, because their lifestyle and their needs are different. They have different requirements, because perhaps the business they're in, they also need the money to use it for that business. If they're building large buildings and selling them, they use that money to stake the project, and then when the project's complete and goes through, then they receive the money back plus more money, if it all works out. And sometimes they're trying to move further, and they can't. They're just stuck. They're stuck at, like, let's say, that $1,000,000. And to really expand where they want to be now, they need to move to 3 and 4 million. It's the same resistance. See, just a different amount. So don't categorize one person in the amount of money that they have or use or have income and say, well, if I had that much, I would be totally happy. Well, you might be for a while. My income is 10 times what it was before. And you know what? In all honesty, I'm going to say it. I don't like to say it because I'm scared if I say it, it'll happen. But it's already happening. It's not enough. My income is not enough anymore. My income is 10 times. And yes, if I step back where I was, well, yeah, I'd have 10 times what I need, but I'm not there anymore. I'm doing many more things, many more creative things. And so I need, in a sense, more money. And I've expanded the way I experience life. And so, again, I need more money for that new experience. In other words, I need more energy. That money represents energy. That's what it represents. So it's like gas for the car. I'm traveling further now, bigger distances, higher up in the mountains, so I need more gas. That's it. The universe says, yes, have more. We love your experiences. Experience all you can. Have more. You have to open the door. We're trying to let it in. Please open the door. We have a lot here for you. Any amount you want, open the door. And I'm not opening the door. How do I know I'm not opening the door? By the fact that I don't really have quite enough for what I need. Yes, I have lots. I have food. I have everything else. But not quite enough for what I need to fully expand. It's that simple. So I did remove a lot of the blocks. Obviously, because my income expanded. But there's still some resistance. And over the summer now, while I was writing this book and doing the exercises, the new book, which is richly what some call book 3, it's the book called Some Things Are Worth Believing In. That's the book I wrote this summer. So, all these talks are based on that. The whole point of that, in a sense, was to open the floor more. open the flow more. So, in a sense, it has. Big time, in comparison to where I was at the beginning in the summer. Now, the flow of money isn't totally in yet, but my requirement is being more filled. And this is a funny thing to explain. Sometimes, before the money comes, what's required, what we require of the money, begins to come. Because some things can come without the money. Like an expansion of what my money buys. The money itself, being the energy, can expand, and I can receive more for it when I allow it. I know you're saying, okay, you can buy a TV, the TV's $300, you have $300, you buy the TV. Well, I have $300, but the universe has, for instance, found someone who has exactly the TV that I needed, and they don't want it. And they've upgraded. And this is the one I need at this time, and they've just given it to me. Now, this has happened with another object, not a TV, but I just used this example. So, in other words, I didn't have to spend $300, so now I still have the $300. Now I can buy something else that's $300, which means my money has doubled, in a sense. When these things happen, as we begin to open, we have to recognize them and realize that we are achieving success and to continue moving. Because that's the first signal that something is happening. So let's talk a little bit more about what's resisting. Why am I resisting at all? Why am I resisting the flow? Am I scared of money? Am I scared that it will ruin my life? Am I scared that, or afraid, or worry that I won't do what I'm doing right now, writing, talking about it, doing recordings, put them on the web page, so forth, for other people, you know, so they can also improve their lives? Would I not be doing that? I'm not sure. At some area in there, there's a little tiny thought that I can sort of see. And it's saying that we need to do something. You can't just have and have and have and have. What kind of an example is that? Oh, I see. So now I need to set a good example. I can't just be me and be what I really preach or talk about. Just allowing it to come in and allow the universe to find where perhaps my service in return to the universe works best. And just allowing that. So how do I get out that feeling? One of the ways we get those feelings out is by talking about them. And when I was doing the lottery thing, I should have went for help, but I didn't realize it. Had I realized it, I would have went for help. I could have got a psychiatrist, went for therapy. Because that's a place where I can talk, and these are professionals. These people know how to dig something out. I could walk in there and say, look, I really think I have negative issues about money, and I self-sabotage myself my whole life, and I really need to dig this out, and I can't seem to find it on my own. Can you help me? And they may say yes, no, and you may have to go, I may have had to go to a couple people. Who knows, you know, maybe the first one could have taken me a certain direction. And the next one I would have maybe been able to find one who is really good at making money, perhaps. Who knows, I don't know. You know, I'm just going through this in my head right now. The possibilities. I'm kind of upset at myself. I'm really upset at myself. I loved that time when I was doing the lottery. I truly loved it. It was a really joyous part, even though I had to work so hard against myself. That's okay. The sad part is I didn't realize it. So the first thing to knowing that we have an issue, okay, and admitting to it, is looking at our life and saying this: do we have enough? If there's not enough, then there is an issue. And the issue is not with money, or the lack of money in the universe, or the universe's ability to bring it about. The universe can do that in endless amounts. No matter how much money anyone else has, it doesn't matter. The universe is capable of this greatness, and it wants to do it because it brings about enormous joy. You might say the saying that money doesn't, buy love. Well, no, you're not trying to buy love. You're trying to experience life. And you're just using that as the energy to experience it more fully, to be whatever you are more fully. People go, well, if you give everybody $3 million, this is what some people have said in the past, if you give everybody $3 million, then nobody will work. I think that's untrue. Because we always expand more. Let's say, on average, people have $10,000 in their bank account. If you go to Mexico to the small villages, on average, they might have $2 in their bank account. Excuse me, my hiccups. $2 in their bank account. If you walk in there, that $10,000 is as much to them as the $3 million is to us. See, so it's all a reference point, really. So we said, well, if we give all of them $10,000, they won't do any more work. That is totally, totally untrue. Matter of fact, run that scenario through your mind. I think if they were ready for it and they received it, they would probably do good things with it. Some would go out and spend it and blow it and buy stuff, cool stuff. Some would build themselves a house. Some would send their kids to education. Some would build a restaurant. Who knows? All kinds of things could be brought about. And the universe is capable of doing that. We need to learn how to open that up. And each time we do, we in a sense then teach it to our children without ever saying anything. Because guess what? We've learned this resistance right from when we were kids till now. And we probably even picked it up in part from our parents and didn't even realize it, because our parents don't really have to do anything. We see it, we hear it. And we hear it on the news all the time. There's not enough of this. The economy's going down. I mean, the place can be booming, and the news media will come on. Sales are down, and the place is booming. One of the things I've done is I've stopped watching the news for several years now. And I tell you, that's been the best thing, because I don't need those lies fed into my mind every day. And I don't need to waste my energy to work out what is a lie, what is false information, what has been sensationalized so much that it's just baloney, and sort all that out. So I just removed it. And you know what? My life works just fine. That's right. The news media only gives you a little piece anyway. You won't miss much. But that's your choice. If you want to continue, if you can expand where you are, and continue watching it, good for you. I can't. I need to remove it, so I removed it. It was of no value to me anyway. The information mostly is false, sensationalized, and twisted around to make a story. Simple as that. So in removing that, it gave me more time. More time to work on myself. Because let's say if you watch the news for a half an hour instead, work on removing the blocks. So what are these blocks that we have about money? We're going to do in the next recording, we're going to talk about the thoughts and feelings we have about money. Because there's really only two types. One is of not enough when we look at money, and one is of abundance. There's two sides to it. One is allowing, one is disallowing. We're going to make things really simple. And we'll see where we're at. And then slowly, over time, we're going to dig out some of that resistance. Well, I'm hoping we are, you know, by talking about it. We'll dig out some more, because we want to expand. We want to grow further. We want to experience more joy. Yeah, we don't need the money, but yeah, we do. It's an important part. It's an important part of our life. It causes a lot of grief in a lot of people. Because they're really trying to do wonderful things. They're not lazy. They just need the money to expand, to be, to grow all they can be. That energy that money represents, that's all. So in the next session, we'll talk about allowing some more.